Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Now a story about an emerging business market, retired nuclear power plants. A company called Northstar is making an offer to speed up the decommissioning of Vermont Yankee, the nuclear plant in Vermont off Interstate 91, just over the Massachusetts border. As reporter John Dillon explains, it's part of a move to gain an early foothold in a growing industry.
Why would anybody want to buy a closed nuclear power plant along with its long legacy of radioactive waste?
Well, obviously, I mean, there are a number of companies that are interested in this field because it's one of the only growth areas in nuclear power right now.
Neil Sheehan is a spokesman for the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the federal agency that is now reviewing Northstar's proposal to buy Vermont Yankee and decommission the plant. Sheehan says a big part of Northstar's job is to convince regulators it has the technical expertise and the financial wherewithal to do the job even without much of a track record.
They have not explicitly focused on commercial nuclear power plant decommissioning in the past. So this is a new animal for us, which is why we're taking so much time to make sure that we get this right.
Vermont Yankee stopped making electricity in 2014, and as other aging nuclear plants shut down, companies like Northstar see a robust business opportunity. Northstar CEO Scott State says success in Vermont will show what it hopes to accomplish elsewhere.
It is a model for us, and we view Vermont as our first opportunity to demonstrate our capabilities in executing a project under this transaction structure.
The transaction involves Northstar taking over the NRC license from Entergy, the plant's current owner, along with its obligation to decommission the plant safely and manage spent fuel. The deal needs approval from the NRC and Vermont utility regulators. Northstar focused much of its latest filing with the NRC on its plans to pay for and manage spent nuclear fuel at the site. Part of the plan to pay for the storage involves seeking a settlement with the U.S. Department of Energy. The federal government had promised to operate a long-term repository for spent fuel, but has yet to build a facility. State says other nuclear plant owners have gotten similar settlements.
And we've simply looked at precedent of claims made to the Department of Energy for those costs.
State says he's confident the company's latest financial package will assure both the NRC and state regulators. For example, the company has promised to add $140 million to pay for decommissioning. A key selling point for Northstar is that it plans to decommission Yankee decades earlier than the 60-year time frame planned by Entergy, the current owner.
And once we begin active decommissioning, we'll be on a track to have the site fully decommissioned other than the spent fuel storage facility in the mid-2020s.
State says decommissioning will begin shortly after the deal closes, which is expected by the end of the year. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm John Dillon.